Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
Today, I want to talk about change and what's going on for your kids as they get back to school. So they've spent 4 to 5 weeks of a very particular routine, which might not have felt like a routine, but it's mom and dad around, perhaps a holiday care, waking up later, not a lot of friends around, a little bit more isolated maybe, or maybe they were on holiday with you and they had tons of time to play and run. Maybe you didn't go away and there was a lot of babysitting going on and your kid was on their screen for most of the time. And now they're going to have to shift into a learning state, an active brain state, where they have to sit in class, listen to a teacher and take on new information to the point where they have to write an exam or test and pass it. That's vastly different things. Your child is going from happy-go-lucky, perhaps fast-paced, or maybe a slower pace to high cognitive demand. That is a big change. Your kids are going to struggle, first of all, with waking up earlier, putting on a uniform, and perhaps not being able to snack whenever they want. If they were at home and allowed to snack all the time, now they're down to breakfast, you know, lunch, break, and then getting home after school. Everything is going to be different. And it's not something that they don't know because they've been at school before, but it is vastly different and they've been off for a long time. So what are you going to do to make this transition easier for them and ultimately easier for you? Because you don't want resistance. You want them wanting to go back to school. One of the best ways to help any human being to go from one state to another is to talk about the new state and to talk about it in a very positive but realistic way. So you start talking about, oh, it's school on Wednesday. Have we got our uniform? Let's get it washed and ironed and back in the cupboard. Oh, it's school on Wednesday. Are we going to wake up at this time? I know we've been waking up later. It's okay. I'm here for you. We're going to do it together. What are we going to have for breakfast on Wednesday morning when we go back to school? What's the afternoon going to look like? I'm going to come and fetch you at this time. And then we're going to go here. And what you start to do is you start to paint a picture in the child's mind of what's going to happen when they go back to school. And the brain doesn't really know the difference between reality and made up. So you just start talking about what's going to happen and the brain kind of gets used to it. So when Wednesday comes, as hard as it still is going to be, there's no guarantee they're going to be springing out of bed and getting changed into the uniform just because you chatted to them about it. But they're going to be ready for it. Their nervous system is going to be a little bit more ready for it. Chat to them about the grade they're in, the teacher they're going to, the friends they're going to see. Get them excited about seeing their friends again. If they love sport, get them excited about getting back into sport or any extramural that they do. Get them excited about progress and the subjects and what they might be learning in the year. Those things really help kids to look forward to school rather than dread it. If you spend the next couple of days moaning even just to yourself about how terrible it is to go back to work and how you wish you couldn't work or didn't have to work or this wasn't the state or you could be on holiday forever or whatever words you're using, all you're doing is you're teaching your kids to think in that way. So it's not productive and it doesn't help you because you're going to have a terrible time on Wednesday morning. So start now with talking about what it's going to be like for them and how you're so proud of them and you're really looking forward to the achievements that they're going to have and how even though they might leave you in the morning to go to school, you're going to pick them up in the afternoon and you'll be able to go and have ice cream again or we'll be see them in the evening and have a wonderful dinner together and show them that home doesn't disappear when they go to school. It's still there. They just need to do school as well. I hope this helps a little bit.